Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And we're holding a series of talks on society and us, people around us, at home, at work, in our society. Our entire life is basically our interactions with whomever is not us. How can we improve these interactions in order to attain a better life? This is our topic for today. Tal, take it away, please. Yeah, on the previous show, we talked about creativity. We reviewed this area extensively, and today we'd like to touch upon this topic concerning organizations. I'm doing my master's in corporate social psychology, and as the organizational consultant, I'm now going out to society and would very much like to help organizations thrive, achieve good results, etc. Now, what's interesting is that in the past one or two centuries, we've been seeing change, meaning that if in the past we had different geniuses like Einstein, Picasso, Mozart, individual people who attained exceptional ideas and results which greatly promoted humanity, today there's a developing trend of, first of all, complexity, acceleration, that organizations understand that they need to renew things very quickly, and also they further understand that it's very difficult for a person to be alone and count more on teamwork, teams that think together. For example, if a century ago the Wright brothers built the first plane, only two people. Today there are hundreds of engineers at Boeing building one engine, meaning the level of professionalism and knowledge has increased so much that many more people are needed to do even one small thing. I also read a bit about the idea that people get their best ideas in public places, for example, in coffee shops, or when they meet at the organization, run into each other around the coffee stand and talk a little. There, in particular, is where the great ideas are born. So we better understand that good ideas and true creativity comes as a result of collaboration. For example, Steve Jobs built his organization in such a way that people will have to run into each other on the way to the restroom or to the cafeteria, because he realized that those encounters in particular produce the greatest creativity. There's a study showing that the best research is created through collaboration of scientists. The more people work on something, the better it turns out. So what's this trend? Why is it that today we're reaching a state where we can solve things only together? Yeah, true. In the past, in culture and education, industry and all aspects of life, a person alone was capable of doing almost any work. People were also universal. Scientists were universal too, until, suppose, three or four centuries ago. There was a PhD in philosophy, and that's it. There weren't physicists, mathematicians, astronomers. Rather, each of them included all of science. Even in medicine, this is how it was. In music playing, musical instruments, etc. People increasingly integrated their entire domain within them. However, when we began developing over the last few centuries, this universality disappeared. Even in physics or chemistry, in order to be a scientist today, you need to invest your entire life in it. Even then, you can only be in one of the areas of your profession, and even within that area, only in a specific domain until you reach a very narrow segment where you can be an expert. It's very narrow and limited, and almost impossible to know what is happening in other domains. Our problem is that we're incapable of encompassing all of man's creations mechanically. Because we want to do it in a mechanical way. Meaning, I have to learn all of physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, mechanics, botanics, etc. Whatever has evolved from that general science, which 3 or 4 centuries ago was as one science. Today, it's already dozens of domains and thousands of levels. Furthermore, even if we're talking about connection among people, for out of these connections we're capable of creating something new. It's true that every new thing stems from connection. But the problem is the connection itself. We don't understand one another. Even professionally, how chemists, biologists, and physicists speak, and so on. In the same domain or situation, for example, when they observe a certain phenomenon in nature, each one speaks about it in his own vocabulary and definitions. It's the same in physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, etc., etc. So they hardly understand each other, and if they do, it's only superficially, not internally. Our problem is that we aren't meant to advance in research that way. True progress will come when we don't connect among us as chemists, botanists, and physicists, for example. Not in such a superficial, external way to connect within the science each one holds. Rather, we will connect with one another internally and understand, feel, and build a common bank of feelings, desires, and thoughts between us. Then we will be able to understand the phenomenon we've investigated, not from the aspect of chemistry, biology, physics, or zoology, etc., but inclusively, because we ourselves are going to be inclusive with an approach from physics, zoology, biology, and from every domain. There won't be domains, and we'll see nature in a round way, in a round form. That's why I think that the connection, as Steve Jobs and others wanted to build their business, will not last much longer. In the meantime, we're as if squeezing the fruit, which is pretty empty. People understand that we need to connect, talk, exchange information with one another in order to be creative. So what's the difference between the connection we're familiar with and the one that you're describing? I'm saying that the connection needs to be internal. Then it won't be incidental at the coffee stand or near the restrooms. And not just in a way that I feel or don't feel like doing it, or I catch some situation by the tail or something, but it'll be in a way that I'll feel from within all of these discernments, all of the phenomena of nature that the chemist feels in one way and the physicist in another way, etc., etc. I'll feel it from all sides. Why connect externally, superficially, incidentally, if I can do it internally? Yeah, I would be happy to learn how to do it in organizations. What's very common today is brainstorming. This is how usually teams work nowadays. Each comes up with an idea, and they already found that there's a problem there because brainstorming, you reduce criticism, and people have to come up with ideas freely. and they found out that what's missing is a conflict, that when there is a conflict, it brings people into an interaction and the results are better. So why aren't they creating conflict? Because you're saying that that's what's missing. Right, so if previously we said that brainstorming is the best way, the new thing is that we can't use only brainstorming because what's missing there is a constructive conflict or criticism, meaning that at some stage they realize that in order to truly achieve results, it can't be conducted so freely. Rather, there needs to be criticism and limits. Is this approach correct? I don't think that it's correct. That a new creation always comes from labor pains, and feeling and understanding and relationships and all sorts of ways. There needs to be a conflict one way or another. However, external clashes are a very narrow and primitive approach. We need to create conflict within a person, within each and every one, along with the conflict in the connection among people. So that, on the one hand, they'll want to connect and will feel a clash with their ego in that connection on the other. Then, when there's connection over rejection, this conflict can provide them with a new form of connection, not the same one they had while brainstorming, rather a connection on a different level. How is it possible to truly shift to a slightly more internal approach for a team now working with the external clash, a type of brainstorming where each one basically brings up his ideas and they end up with an accumulation of many ideas? Look, what do we gain by connecting more internally the way I recommend do it? We enter higher, more delicate and sublime layers of nature. It's the all-encompassing nature of information surrounding us, where governance and providence and all forces of nature are leading us through our development. Then we already become more adapted with that force governing our evolution. We also begin to further understand the nature of people and the nature of society. All in all, in these workplaces, we need to engage in the most appropriate creation necessary for society. In such a connection as we're creating, we further understand the nature of man, of society, and of the whole of nature. And what comes out is that we take a huge step forward and begin to suggest and invent such creations which have seemingly not even arrived yet to the desires of people in this world. It's as if we're running in front of the wagon for the horses. And it's good, because we have the option to lower our profile or to create something for the long run, which suppose if we don't need today, then we'll need next year, etc. Meaning, here we can really proceed all the other people, all of our competitors. Right, that's what everyone wants, to precede the competition, but how do you do it? Yeah, but again, look, it's done by a way in which we shift the entire conflict from the externality to the internality, where each starts connecting with others in love above hate, in friendship above separation. And this is the unique technology of the new social connection that we need to bring them as the implementation of integral education. Usually, when there's a meeting in the organization and we need to come up with some kind of product, we deal less with love and hate, but we deal with knowledge, thoughts, ideas. What knowledge if we want to create something new? If we want to bring up ideas here that, how will knowledge help me? I, as a great scientist, can see in a children's sandbox suddenly some toy that will give me some bright idea about space engineering. About some part of a spaceship. It has nothing to do with one another. It's not about the amount of knowledge, but it's about a new approach, an enlightenment, a new way of seeing things, solutions that we stumble upon not because of lack of knowledge, but because we don't have an innovative approach. And here we have an innovative approach. Why? Why are we preceding the horses and carriage running in front of them? Because we want to connect people. That this is the direction in which nature is headed. Just like it brought about connection among the Europeans and is summoning the elimination of borders between countries and other things in order to do something to create one world. Whether we like it or not, we see that the world is becoming rounder, more interdependent, etc., etc. So, this is also the way in which we're uniting, connecting our factory, or at least those people that are responsible for creating the new product. So that's why we're running relatively in front of the wagon. And here, compared to all of our competitors, we can really succeed big time. Both in terms of time and the type of creation, that they'll maybe, you know, add some bends here, there, different color or whatever, but we'll actually be able to create new things, more than Steve Jobs and others like him. What domains are you referring to? All domains. Doesn't matter which. It could be new symphonies. We create per order to revealing new things in nature per order and technical recreations like those of Edison and others like him. Truly so. From within the internal connection between us, from our integration, where each one becomes included of the others, where each absorbs in the most optimal, rational way, in the most flexible way, all the traits and characteristics that exist in others. And so here it's a different level of creation. It's really creativity that I really can't describe. I can't compare it with what we have today. But besides that, I'd say that maybe let's not get into other fields. I think maybe this is enough for now. In short, such a department needs to exist in every workplace. In every organization. Yeah, organization, factory, I don't know how to call it. and the workplace. The artistic creation department, I don't know how to call it, doesn't matter how. But the thing is that maybe integral development or something like that, that results from the interconnection between people. It's not like brainstorming where there's an external conflict, but it's connection and the finding of the solution as a result of the inner conflicts that exist within each and every one, that they rise above the internal conflicts and connect between them. Already above the conflict, the particular conflict of each and every one of them, and that which is between them and that one block, where you have one heart, one mind, one brain, and then come new ideas and thoughts, etc. What are the necessary conditions in such a group for it to happen? What does each need to do separately and together? They have to go through actual internal change through integral education. It's a must. Meaning, before engaging in their professions, before they engage in upgrading their work, they themselves need to go through serious upgrading. Many times, still, each of us is an individual with his own thoughts and ideas and desires, and sometimes, you said that working together should save us time. Sometimes it takes longer than doing the work myself. Right, because it's hard for them to connect with one another. There are different things, but I see that in the current situation, more and more people understand and dedicate time to it at their place of work. Each manager is very much concerned with the relationships among his workers because he knows that they can really hinder each other, ruin things for each other, and then you can't find out who's to blame for what, how did it happen, and altogether. My question is, brainstorming in such an organization, what does it look like? What is it? Brainstorming would look like a workshop where they understand that no one has any new creative idea, no enlightenment. Rather, they're seeking it in a mutual way to the extent of wishing for it to be born in the other. For it to be born in the other. For what to be born? An idea? So in a classic brainstorming, suppose the three of us are brainstorming, 30 people, doesn't matter. When it's your turn, we'll try not to criticize you. So you'll feel that there's a good atmosphere around you and you'll try to express your idea. When it's my turn, you'll try not to criticize me, so I'll express my idea. And when it's her turn, she'll express her idea. Here I understand that the dynamics is different. I understand that I'll have no creative idea myself, but what I'm concerned with is for you to have a creative idea. No one has or will have. This is why we've reached a dead end and we really want or are looking for something new. We've reached a state where it doesn't matter how long we sit around, think, argue, brainstorm, nothing comes out. But here we need a new idea, which is that by integral education, we will change ourselves to the degree that we're integrated with each other in a nice, correct way. Stemming from that, we will seemingly actualize each one helps the other, his friend. I want everyone to know what I feel and understand, and I want to wish them all the best. We all want to connect in one heart and thought. and one mind, and not just to brainstorm, where we actually argue with each other. We don't want to argue. Nothing will come out of the argument, only from connection. But in order to be in connection, I'm always in a state of internal argument, individual argument, constantly being at war with my ego. And if this is the way in which we connect, then we bear new ideas. Why? Because we stabilize or create a new mind and a new collective heart among us. And then each one adds and shifts the new mind and desire to the best of his ability. It's like our baby, who we all surround from all sides with a nice and good mutual attitude, not egoistic or individual, but as ours. This is where we begin to receive a heart, meaning desires, feelings, multiplied by the extent to which each annuls himself toward the others and integrates with the others, and the same in mind. And so it turns out that suddenly we rise to a state which is many times higher than the previous one. It's as though we've created a person within whom a new reality and power exist, which doesn't exist in our state, since he is created as a result of the fruit of love rather than the ego. Bestow rather than receiving for himself. And therefore, this character we've designed among us becomes much, much more creative. He's created from a different level of existence. He feels information, completely different information than the one existing in nature. This is the result of developing integral connection on the same team. The same body, called we, created from our connection in our center, is connected with a certain flow of information existing in nature on a higher level than us. And this is where our brilliant ideas come from. Yeah? So this is the result of the process. Yeah. So what I'm trying to understand is the process that led to this result. So going back to the brainstorming, I understand what typical brainstorming is. When it's your turn to speak, we'll hear what you have to say, and we'll try to listen. When it's my turn, you'll try to listen to me, etc. Now, you're saying that any organization that wants to conquer the market, you said they need to build an, so to speak, artistic creation team in which there's a new type of connection that brings ideas and creativity from a new level. So, we get together around the table. I know what a classic brainstorming is. In this new team that you're telling us to build, when it's your time to speak in the brainstorming process, what are you going to say? Nothing? What will I say? Nothing. First of all, you need to be a new person. You need to go through integral education. That will give me what? It will allow you to be connected in a good, nice way with others. Suppose we went through that process, we got together in the organization's conference room to work on a new project. Until you came as that person leading us through this new process, making new people out of ourselves with a new worldview, when you had to make the typical brainstorming. You talk, I listen, etc. What will the brainstorming look like in this new kind of technology, new kind of connection? When it's your turn, what happens? Doesn't matter, my turn, someone else's turn, everyone's the same. How does the discussion work? We're going to develop something new together? Well, suppose it's a discussion. I wouldn't call it a discussion, but still, it's connection. We get together in the conference room. Yes, there's a table. It's round. Yes. What happens now? First of all, we begin by connecting among us, renewing our connection. We read a section from the materials of the integral education method and connect among us. We talk about the form of connection among us, how much it's above the ego, the extent to which we're creating and stabilizing the concept of we are as one, where each one is included in everyone. I and you, and you and me, and all the 10, everyone and everyone, suppose, all the 10 people, and that this connection really leads us to think on a different level, and also to feel. I want to feel everyone as one. How we come out of ourselves and reach the feeling of the center of our connection, where there's no I and none of my friends, rather we. And I disappear there, and my ego stays out. And we connect, not because I'll gain more. If I gain more, then it's just a group of egoists, like it was before when we brainstormed, when we were brainstorming. But here we have a different connection where each of us emerges from himself and really wants to be as if spread out, as if integrated in everyone, to truly disappear in everyone, willing to serve them, fulfill their desires, being with their questions, minds, everything. In such a way, if I'm integrated in the other 9, and so is he, and so is he, we generate a certain field between us, where each is included in the 9 others, if it's a team of 10. Right. So, you spread yourself here among the 9, integrated with them, and so did he, and he, etc., etc. And so we created among us a common field where there's no you or I, but anyone who integrated with the 9 creates a type of layer, which is his attitude of love, connection, mutuality, and assistance towards others, the only place he exists. Just like you exist within a baby, and you truly want to be within him and give him everything, you don't exist. You don't feel your body. You only exist in order to help him when he is in trouble, for example, needs you, etc. If we connect in such a way and try to connect above the ego, then our conflicts still exist, but we're above them, helping each other attain such a form. Then there's a layer of the nice attitude towards others from each one, and each one's included of 9. And these 10 layers, they're like 10 sefirot, that's how it's called. But for our matter, it's not important. And so we create a special mechanism called potsuf, our form. Now, in our form that we've created and stabilized, let's solve some problem. How much time do we need to dedicate to it? It's not a matter of time. As long as you haven't created this feeling, you don't proceed, because you won't have a new creation. So it's not a matter of time, but the quality of our connection. Yeah, it's art. That's why you called it an artistic creation. Yeah, It's art. You can say that it's from the word emunah, faith. Doesn't matter. What do you mean by emunah? Emunah means my good and nice bestowal onto others. Okay, so we've created this multi-layered artistic mechanism. What then? We start discussing the project itself. If we made it, if we created it, now let's discuss the project itself. How can we solve our specific problem? What are we going to do? Meaning, it turns out that our solution will be in advancing toward a good creation. I don't understand. Our solution will be in a good creation for human beings. We won't be able to produce, maybe we will be able to produce weapons, but really it's for time of need. Our attitude toward each other precedes going to make good creations now.
Okay.
And so it turns out that we start discussing, suppose the new product. Yeah, suppose creating a new service product, yeah. So now, in such a group, you have the ability to really know what is to the benefit of other people. Even to be a step forward before they feel it. Okay. The first stage was creating the multifaceted harmony, multi-layered harmony. Right. The question is, what are we producing? What type of factory or workplace are we? Could be social technology. Oh, what do you mean? So it's not an actual factory that works with metal, steel, bottles, wood, things like that. You're talking about some kind of an office. Could be something related to education. We want to create an internet platform for people to be able to study. So you're not working with a still, vegetative, or animate material. It has to be technology that suits any organization in whatever domain they deal, whether it's creating wood or media products or whatever. What I'm trying to understand is the discussion technology. We have a certain challenge, a desire to develop something in a specific domain. No one knows how to. We're the experts. We were gathered, chosen from all the organization's employees to be the artistic creation team. You have now come out of a discussion with 10 people. Right. Now, from within the connection among them, the understanding among them, the same level to which they raised themselves, where they've attained an all-encompassing connection among them. Now, throw in there whatever you want. Okay. Let's say I'm leading the discussion and I threw in a question. How will the discussion be conducted now? They begin processing the question. How? From the new platform they've attained. That's clear, but now you're going to talk in your turn, I'm going to talk in my turn, she and hers. How am I supposed to relate to you when you talk? How do you relate to us when we talk? We complement each other. Meaning, no one dismisses the others. We're not in competition. Rather, we accept each and every idea and integrate with it. Just like earlier, I was integrated with 9 other people. Now I'm integrated with them as well. And proceed to connect and integrate with them and all of their ideas. And, you know, by nature, we immediately want to cut the other down, not to listen. Right. Here, the other way around. I listen, even though it seems to me as nonsense. And here there's an inner conflict again, but on a different level already, where we already begin to work among us on decision-making. And then I hear each and every one. And I can even ask against my will, what does he exactly mean more precisely? And I want to be integrated with my heart and soul as if it were my own idea. While listening to him, I have no criticism, no ideas of my own, and I truly drink what he says. So it is with each and everyone. Everyone's integrated in everyone. You understand that I'm included of nine, and you of nine, and he's included of nine. You understand the measure to which we increase our intensity. Multiply everyone's integration in everyone, and all of us eventually coming to one. Now, from our connection, from within our connection, that we continue and work only on our connection. That's the only thing that we think about. That was in the first stage. Now it's stage two, which is connecting to this new specific idea in which we also create the same level of connection among us. The platform where we're all integrated in each other based on the same idea. Once we were together only because we annulled our ego in order to be integrated with each other. Each put their ego aside and came to this connection in order to create something common, which is called we. Yeah, we became friends. Chaverim in Hebrew from the word chibur, connection. Now we brought in a certain idea and began to create the same mutual platform among us with the idea inside. When we are with this idea inside and everyone is integrated together without having anything of one's own, no one has something of their own, that's where we see the birth of a new common idea. Can I ask? Yeah. Previously you said that when the person leading the workshop will throw in a question, the challenge about the project itself, suppose you speak first. You said that once you start talking, Tal and I and everyone else, we needn't criticize or judge you, not even on the inside, not to judge you or anything, but to flow with you, to hear you, as if to silence all of my own ideas. Full, complete agreement. Right, with your words. And now you're talking. Yeah. Then it'll be my turn to talk. And this is how you'll relate to me. Yeah? You'll agree to what I say, with what I say. Yeah. Then you said that it is possible to ask in order to more precisely understand what you mean. Right, because maybe even though you've annulled your ego, ego meaning criticism, rejection, different things, everything that we have towards others always. Even though that I didn't listen, maybe I didn't understand, perhaps there's still some barriers between us, and what's in you didn't yet directly enter me. It's like when I don't understand my child and I want to understand them. Suppose, out of love, out of the desire to be, that it's completely important for me to understand it. Yeah. This happens after you say whatever you say that we'll ask you, or we're moving on to the next person in the team. Technically, how does it work? The stage of scrutinizing with you, what exactly do you mean? Out of a clean place, not out of criticism, because we want to connect to what you said. Will we ask you after you finish talking or in the next circle, in the next round? technically wise, how does it work? No, once I express myself, express yourself, we listen, and you can ask. Okay, we finished, we felt you, we're a team of 10, you are still inside of me. You want to integrate in me. Did I explain something to you? You're using this time in order to enter me, in heart and soul, your idea, your words. Me, in general, to feel what I feel, to understand what I understand, to enter my mind and heart. So the completion of this stage is that if one of us feels that he didn't exactly grasp you, he can ask in order to fully understand you. Not in order to fully understand me, but in order to fully be in me. It's not understanding with your exterior mind. So can you pinpoint it? That all in all, we speak to each other in order to give each other through these external media lines, my mouth, your ear, etc., to allow you to integrate in me through my talk. But you integrated, and I in you, but that you heard from me, and you're not sure that you integrated in me. It's an emotional thing. It's not intellectual, emotional, because the words, they're not important. So emotionally, what do I check? That I grasped you. It's not about grasping. Our entire communication is important only in order for each to integrate in the other. Meaning, because here we're building a new infrastructure of the mind and heart, the image of man. And within this man, new ideas will be revealed which don't belong to our intellect at all, have nothing to do with it. We're creating him on a new degree, like with your kids. You're thinking, I made them. They were born from my wife. Suddenly you see that. How come? He's completely different. He doesn't think like you do, etc., etc. Right? Yeah? I have 4, so it's very conspicuous. Right? So you need to do the same thing here. For something new to be born, you need for something new to be born, and in it will already be, or in him, will be new ideas. You said that we're not moving on to the next person until you check that you're integrated in me. Not in mind and intellect, but you're entirely immersed in me. How do I check that you feel that nothing remains of yourself? I don't understand. What exactly do we check? It's hard to express. You check that I have no desires or thoughts or anything of my own, but that I'm entirely in the other person. And if inside I have this answer that says yes, that it happened, I can move on to the next person, that all the 9 people in the team feel the same towards you. Now we can move on to the next person. Yeah. Okay. Now, until now, all 9 of us were working toward you this way. You were the first. We started talking, and we made all this inner interaction toward you. Yeah. Now, you finished. Everyone feels that you finished, and we're moving on to the next person. Me, suppose. Now, I relate. I answer the same challenging question, regardless of what it is. Yeah. And you will now work the same way toward me. Yeah. And now we're doing this round. We completed the round. What for? In order to create a uniform platform in which exists the same structure of 10 layers with this specific idea, meaning we worked on a certain light, a certain force, how to receive it, how to build it, and mutual bestowal onto each other. Going forward a bit, we completed the round, everyone talked, everyone listened. If I look at the process that happened here from this side, then the first stage was that you worked only on the qualitative emotional connection between you, completed it. The workshop leader gave you another challenging question in a certain field of whatever you're doing. You start relating to it one by one, and while everyone related to it, everyone else listened, tried to integrate in that person, we completed the round. Now, when I look from the side, there were 10 speakers here. Each gave his opinion on whatever topic it was, and all the others tried to enter him to completely identify the person who's speaking. How do we advance toward the solution of the challenge we were given if we have 10 different opinions here? What are we advancing toward? We need to solve the challenging question. Not at all. What were we gathered for? This is what I'm getting paid for. This is the artistic creation team of the organization. The integral department of artistic creation, you can call it, doesn't work according to this principle, which the principle of making, producing something, but it works according to the principle of connecting around an idea or the challenge that you were presented with. And how will they answer this demand or idea? It needs to be born from within them. This is what I'm trying to find out. How is it born? We completed the first round. Just like you said, until now, we went step by step following you. There were 10 opinions thrown into the air, into the field of this creative integral team. How do we advance? We advance in that around this idea. What idea? There were 10 different ideas. The one challenge that we were given. Around this one challenge, we need to create unity between us. The problem itself, the challenge itself, is just a stimulation. It's a stimuli. We don't care about the challenge itself. What do you mean? Are you listening or do you want to argue? I'm explaining the method to you. We pay no attention to the challenge because it will be resolved if we elevate it to a higher degree, because there that challenge doesn't exist. Each and every challenge or problem exists because we're not connected. And if we connect around this problem and we find connection, by that we'll solve the problem and we'll see the solution to it. Therefore, the first time we warmed up, we connected on the first stage, regardless of the problem itself. Right. The second time we connected with the problem. The second time we connected, we've built a paltzuf. Just call it that way. It doesn't matter. Our connection. What is a paltzuf? Connection. Connection between everyone. A certain quality of connection. Right. As if it's on neutral. The second time, you threw in a problem. Not you, someone from the outside throws us in a problem. It means that we're working on some kind of signal, some kind of light, some kind of something. Work on it together. And then we generate a certain action out of our paltzuf, out of our connection, out of our group, team, to this problem. But we need to once again connect around this problem. This is the second round? Yes. After the problem, with the problem, that we need to be connected as one man and one heart, where everyone's integrated in everyone, participating in the problem. We don't erase each other, we don't argue, but we only connect and more and more and more. And inside, sure, we have different problems of like arguing and yes and no, etc. When we've reached connection along with the second problem, then we feel a solution. And it'll be expressed in what? How? Because we swallowed the problem along with the connection. And how is it going to be expressed in our circle? We feel, we understand, all of us together, we have the same solution. There is no other solution. That's in the next round, at the end of it. After we finished the round and We've reached a conclusive connection between us. We feel the solution, a new thing's born. And it is a solution that is agreed upon everyone. How? Because we're connected around the problem. I'm asking, how does the technology work? How is your child born? From common work, right? Mutual work. Same thing here. So, everyone, all the 10 expressed their opinion. Everyone else delved into the person talking. Yeah, each and everyone. We completed the first round. What happens in the next round, where there's no next round? All in all, we have two. We have two stages. The first is we connect in general. Then we connect around a certain problem. Yeah, a person simply talks about the problem. It's simply the topic for connecting on the next level above the problem. Okay, that's what everyone did. We completed 10 people. We delved into each other. What did we achieve? Before that, what happens? Nothing happens. The meeting's over. I'm asking you, what did we achieve at the end of the second round? You said that we achieved connection in relation to the problem. Complete connection. We're as one. With the problem inside. And with the way we related to the problem. Yeah, but no matter how we related to it, it was just an incentive, a stimulation to connect. So we connected? Yes. In that connection, you feel the solution. To feel, what does it mean? It's expressed in what? In that we all feel the same. So now we're silent, we talk again. It becomes clear on its own. In that partsuf that we've built, I don't understand. In that shared common part that we've built among us in feeling and understanding, this is where it's revealed, expressed. Will someone express it in words? Suddenly it becomes clear to everyone, like this insight that everyone has, this is the solution that's born in the connection, as the clothing of the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim, if you will. Who will express this insight? You, the next speaker. Doesn't matter, we all feel it. Who's going to express it verbally? Write it down. So be it. You'll have a secretary. Tal's the secretary. Great. She's going to start a new round in which she'll say, great, what's the bright idea that was born? No, we don't even need to talk about it. We simply feel that that's how it is. She can express it in words, write it down as a protocol. But it's clear to all of us, we're connected. If we weren't able to achieve a single solution, what's the reason? What do we need to understand? That you haven't reached connection, that we didn't integrate properly, well enough, and so we need to have another round maybe. This is something that you need to work at. But really, if we're talking about creation or taking decisions that are creative, or however you put it, this is only after the realization and practice of integral education on those people, and then they'll get this ability. Furthermore, if they're really connected, they can solve a problem that is not necessarily related to their field. A kindergarten teacher can come with a problem related to kids' education, and there could come a physicist from the collider and a surgeon. Anyway, doesn't matter, because they'll see the true creation. And what kind of people do we have in this team of ours in the organization, representatives from all departments? And not necessarily. These need to be people that really went through integral education. Now, does it need to be physical, or can we have a Zoom meeting, virtual meeting? Probably so, but still, I don't know. It depends. A mom can feel her child from a million miles away. But I don't know. There is the ability to connect people that way, but to start with it, maybe in the future, later on, technical question, if it's a small organization or business that doesn't have so many people, and so it can't dedicate 10 people to this creative team, what's the minimum? I think that 5 is also okay, but no less, because you have to check. It also depends what kind of small organization, what kind of small problems do they have, and for what range do they want to find whatever creation it is. Is it for a few months ahead, or a year or two, or with a perspective of 50 years ahead? In conclusion, what can you say about creativity? Connection. It's the key to creativity. Our time's up. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.